Good morning to everyone. Today we shall study Unit 2 of Lesson 3, Roman Empire, entitled The Third Century Crisis. In this unit, we shall study various economic activities, modern features of Roman economy, gold-based new monetary system, etc. The third century crisis. The first and second centuries in the Roman history were a period of peace, prosperity, and economic extension. But the state of internal strain started taking place during the early years of the third century. The empire found itself entangled in several crises during the third decade of the third century. Shapur I, the Iranian ruler, defeated the Roman army and captured the eastern capital of Antioch. In the meantime, Germanic tribes repeatedly invaded the Rhine and Danube frontiers of the Roman Empire. The Romans had to surrender much of the territory beyond the Danube. The succession of 25 emperors in the short period of just 47 years is a clear sign of the fact that the third century was a period of crisis for the empire. Economic activities. Roman Empire was a prosperous empire with a strong and stable infrastructure. The empire had a substantial number of mines, quarries, brickyards, olive oil factories, harbors, etc. Trade was in a flourishing state. Wheat, wine, and olive oil, etc. were major commodities of trade. Wine, olive oil, and other liquids were transported in containers called amphorae. Olive oil enterprise in Spain had reached its climax during the years 140 to 160 AD. Spanish olive oil was mainly carried in containers known as Dressel 20. There was presence of economic disparities in the Roman Empire. The root cause of it was that some regions of the empire were very fertile, whereas the land of some other regions was not fertile. Therefore, they were in a much less advanced state. Modern features of Roman economy. Roman economy had a number of features of modern economic life. They are, 1. Water power was used in various ways. Mills were run with its help. Mining activities were carried on with the help of water power. Second, the level of output was substantially high. Three, there was a well-organized commercial and banking system in those days as we find it today. Four, a number of important towns which were centers of industrial and commercial activities existed in different parts of the empire. Next, gold-based new monetary system. In the beginning, silver-based monetary system was introduced in the Roman Empire. Denarius containing around 4.5 gram of pure silver was a popular coin of Rome. Silver for minting coins was procured from Spanish mines. The silver-based currencies remained in circulation during the period of the first three centuries. However, the late empire had to stop coining in silver because the Spanish silver mines became empty, thus causing shortage of silver in the Roman Empire. Therefore, the government had to introduce a gold-based monetary system. The new monetary system on gold was founded by the Emperor Constantine. Thus, the silver-based currencies were replaced by the gold-based currencies as gold in huge quantity was available in the empire. Next, slavery. Slavery touched the climax of its growth in the ancient Roman world. Roman law recognized slaves as a form of property. Slaves were like commodities which could be brought. Slaves were like commodities which could be bought and sold in the market like cattle. The authority of the master over the slave was absolute. Slaves were forced to work on the estate for 10 to 18 hours a day. The practice of slave breeding was used to enhance the number of the slaves. Under it, female slaves and their partners were encouraged to have more children, who would, of course, also be slaves. Next, social structure. There were many hierarchies in social structures of the Roman Empire. The historian Tacitus tells that there were many leading social groups in the early empire. Upper class or aristocracy or senators, middle class and lower class were the three major social groups in the Roman society. There was a wide economic disparity in Roman society. The people of the upper and the middle class were very prosperous, but the life of most of the people of the lower class was full of many difficulties and miseries. There was a great deal of corruption in the empire, especially in the judicial system and in the administration of military supplies. The government made repeated efforts to curb corruption and also framed laws in this direction. Next, modern features of Roman society. There were many features of modern society in the contemporary Roman society. There was a widespread prevalence of the nuclear family, and it was regarded as an ideal system. The practice of divorce was in prevalence. The process of divorce was relatively easy. Although Roman society was patriarchal, the condition of women in the society was quite satisfactory. A daughter also had rights in the property of her father. Cultural diversity. The Roman Empire was a large empire. There were various religious cults in different parts of the empire, and worship of a large number of local deities was a practice. Different languages were spoken in different parts of the empire, and different styles of dress and costume were in usage. The food people ate in one part of the empire was different from that of the other part of the empire. So, with this, unit 2 completes. Thanking you.